And now, it's time for our weekly news round. Lutheran Radio News with Paul Hill.
Lutherans and Catholics are anxious after a Malaysian church was attacked with firebombs early on Monday, police said, escalating tensions in a long-running dispute over the use of the word Allah by non-Muslims. John David, a supervisor with the Penang Catholic City Parish, said a banner mysteriously appeared outside four Catholic and one Lutheran church on Sunday morning. He said he believed it was the work of individuals out to create religious animosity. "We are worried. We have been living in harmony all this while," he said. Penang State Police Chief Abdul Rahim Hanifi said two men on a motorcycle threw Molotov cocktails into the compound of the Assumption Church. No one was injured. The attack came after unknown people hung a provocative banner outside five Penang churches, including the Assumption on Sunday. The banner read in English, "Allah is great. Jesus is the son of Allah." The churches said they had nothing to do with the banner and that it was put up to create animosity between Muslims and Christians in the majority Muslim Southeast Asian nation. They complained to police. The wording of the banner was likely to be highly provocative to Muslims. Hardliners and the government object to the use of the word Allah by Christians, saying that it could confuse Muslims and lead them to convert. Muslims don't believe Allah had a son. Allah is the Arabic word for God and commonly used in the Malay language to refer to God. The government says Allah should be exclusively reserved for Muslims. Critics say it's pandering to Muslim Malay supporters by raising the issue, which has rumbled on for several years but flared anew recently. Christians in Malaysia said the restriction violates their religious rights. The incident in Penang has sparked worries of more widespread religious violence, such as in 2010, when more than a dozen churches and other places of worship came under arson attacks and vandalism because of the tussle over the use of the word Allah. Penang Chief Minister Lim Guan Eng condemned the act, saying it was the work of religious extremists and racial bigots who want to sow discord in the opposition-ruled state. Police said they will increase patrols at churches. The row deepened after a court last October ruled in favour of the government. Earlier this month, Islamic authorities seized more than 300 Malay language Bibles from the office of a Christian group because they used the word Allah. Bibles in the Iban language, which is used by an indigenous group on Borneo Island, were also seized for using the word Allah. About 60% of Malaysia's 29 million people are Malay Muslims, while Christians make up about 9% of the population. A 17th century book written by a Lutheran pastor is likely to cause a feminist feeding frenzy when it comes up for sale at Bonhams in March. The first book in English to compile laws on the rights of women is expected to fetch over £3,000. Entitled The Laws of Resolutions of Women's Rights, that's The Laws, L-A-W-E-S, or The Laws, Provision for Women, was compiled by Thomas Edgar and sold by John Grove in 1632. The book dealt with laws that applied to women at that time, including polygamy, rape, divorce, and even promises of marriage. Some chapters feature what persons women may not marry, the baron may beat his wife, and of wooing. In the controversial text of the time, Thomas Edgar said, "The theme, as the subject is, the laws, resolutions of women's rights, which comprehend all our laws, including women, either children in government or nurture of their parents or guardians, maids, wives and widows, and their goods, inheritances and other estates. Women have nothing to do in constituting laws or consenting to them, in interpreting of laws, or in hearing them interpreted at lectures, leets, or charges, and yet they stand strictly tied to men's establishments, little or nothing excused by ignorance. Methinks it were a pity and impiety any longer to hold them from such customs, laws, and statutes, as are in manner proper or principally belonging to them." Head of Bonham's book department in the UK, Matthew Haley, said, "Marriage in one form or another has of course been a central institution of human societies for thousands of years, so it's not surprising to find so many books dedicated to laws about it. Some of the preoccupations, however, do seem strange to modern eyes. The idea of a 17th century Lutheran pastor issuing a defense of polygamy is odd today, but this was a live issue for Christian commentators during and after the Reformation. Both Luther and Milton, for example, were defenders of the practice," he said. Representatives and leaders from the Ethiopian Evangelical Church, Makan Yesus, the EECMY, and the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, LCMS, met at the Makan Yesus Seminary, the EECMY headquarters, and the Kadena Tasami Holistic Training Center in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, on January the 23rd to 26th, to discuss the relationship between the two church bodies. Although the churches have diverse histories and develop different contexts, the EECMY and the LCMS have discovered that both church bodies believe that the Holy Scriptures are the Word of God and the only source and infallible norm of all church doctrine and practice. Both churches also subscribe to the Lutheran Confessions. Although the two church bodies recognize they have differences in doctrine and practice in certain specific areas, both believe that the common confession they share about the Holy Scriptures and acceptance of the ecumenical creeds, the unaltered Augsburg Confession, and the small and large catechisms justifies, even demands, that the two churches engage in more formal discussion regarding areas of agreement and disagreement. As an outcome of the meeting, the EECMY and the LCMS agreed to appoint a 3-member team from each church body, along with the church body's respective presidents, to begin formal doctrinal discussions over the next 9 months. While the church bodies engage in dialogue, both will look for areas where they can mutually support one another. The EECMY was formed in 1959 as various synods started by several different mission societies merged into one church. In the 1970s, the ECMY developed the theme, Serving the Whole Person, now often quoted and referred to as a holistic ministry. Beginning with 20,000 members in 1959, the ECMY has grown to 6.35 million members. The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, founded in 1847, is a biblical confessional witness-orientated Christian denomination with 2.3 million members. And finally, an explosive story from Germany, where methane gas from 90 flatulent cows exploded in a German farm shed on Monday, damaging the roof and injuring one of the animals, police said. High levels of the gas have built up in the structure in the central German town of Rasdorf. Then, a static electric charge caused the gas to explode with flashes of flames, the police said in a statement.
My name is Paul Hill. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Lutheran Radio News will be back next Friday. Until then, every blessing to you and goodbye for now.
On your PC, tablet, mobile phone and internet radio receiver, this is Lutheran Radio UK.